大家新年快乐，狗年吉祥，我是 Jenny。
And this is Connor, Happy New Year。
今天呢是咱们农历年的初五啊，大年初五 The fifth day of Chinese New Year。 然后 Connor 这一天呢，对我们很多中国人来说也是非常旺非常重要的一天， Because this is the day where we welcome or we worship 财神， The God of money。 No kidding.
Money, I don't know, I would say the God of fortune?
Or the God of wealth,
yeah,
对不对？
Yeah.
那今天呢，我们就要跟大家说说，当然英语里面 money, 钱啊，咱们都知道，然后应该人人都喜欢吧。但是呢，有的时候你还是要比较文明，比较 elegant 一点，对吧？ 比较有 class, 用比较这个典雅的方式吧，说有钱这件事儿啊。那也希望在初五迎财神的这一天呢，跟大家分享一下这些非常丰富的英语。好，大家可以到我们的微信公众号，虽然这个公众号里面我们没有发红包，没有给大家发 money， 但是呢我觉得你可以学到很多的英语知识，然后用它再去累积更多的财富啊。我们的公众号就叫开言英语。好，那 Connor 我们先来说一下财神了。 So just now you told us this God.
Yeah, so we don't really say God of money because that doesn't sound very classy, right? It's not very like elegant.
Yeah,
so we would say, like what you said, God of wealth or fortune.
对 ,wealth 就是财富。然后呢比如像什么 high-end banking, 他们都会说 wealth management.
Oh, yeah, wealth management.
For rich people, they help you invest your money, right? 就是财富管理啊、wealth management. 然后那个另外一个 fortune.、So fortune, it kind of has multiple meanings.、Right?
Yeah, basically it means kind of lucky.
Yeah, lucky. Because fortune 就是运气很好嘛，当然里面包含了 encompasses everything from wealth, money to just good luck or health. 所以呢，我觉得用 fortune 这个词也是在新年里面大家会很开心的啊。这些东西希望大家都有 abundance of these things.
Abundance, yeah, abundance means a lot of something.
对，那现在我们就再来看看啊，像除了前面说到的 fortune 啊 ，wealth 啊，还有其他什么。什么词能代表这个财富，能代表财运的？刚刚说到的这个 abundance. So how do you spell this word?
Yes, A-B-U-N-D-A-N-C-E.
Oh, abundance. 后面有个 dance.
Yeah, yeah, the last part of it is dance. Yeah, abundance.
Abundance 就是 you have a lot of things.
Yeah, of something, yeah. And the adjective is abundant.
Oh, abundant. Sometimes you do see like an abundant life.
Yeah, an abundant life. Pretty much anything can be abundant. Some people have an abundant amount of shoes.
很多鞋也可以这样用吗？ Can you say someone has an abundant amount of money?
Absolutely, absolutely.
也可以，就有很多很多的钱这样啊。好，但是说到我觉得新年呢，另外一个也常看到的就是 prosperity 这个词。
Yeah, prosperity, this is kind of similar to fortune. It's having a lot of success.
就是很成功的对吧，然后就是很兴旺的，所以呢过年的时候我们经常祝大家什么发财啊，旺旺旺，其实就是、好像像旺旺仙贝一样，其实就是 prosperity 或者 the adjective is prosperous.
Yeah, prosperous. We always use this around New Year's. If you're writing a New Year's card to somebody or just saying something to them, I wish you a prosperous New Year.
对，就是新年祝福的时候啊，祝福语吉祥话常常会说 I wish you or wish you a prosperous New Year. And it kind of implies, I wish you will make a lot of money, an abundant amount of money in the New Year. Now, what are some other ways to wish someone like a prosperous New Year?
Yeah, you could say, well, wish you a year of fortune, wealth, andprosperity.
那这时候我觉得更 classy 一点，你还可以加一个 and health.
Oh, yes, yeah, health, 对不对? Of course, yes, yes.
健康啊、万事如意，兴旺发达，然后呢，身体健康。Or, may the new year bring you all of those things.
Yes,
right?
We often use that verb bring, yeah. I hope this new year brings you Yeah, health, fortune, and success.
And prosperity.
Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah.
希望新年、这些好运气、都可以来到你的生活中，新年都会带给你这些好运气。好，那其实讲到这个像迎财神啊，或者新年里面祝大家兴旺发财，我刚刚到澳大利亚留学的时候，后来我到北美，我会发现很多白人 around Chinese New Year 都 say to me, Hey Jenny, 恭喜发财 which is Cantonese, and it means, wish you a year of prosperity and wealth.
Mm-hmm, make a lot of money, right?
对 make a lot of money. 但是后来我发现就是很多白人呢 they confuse it with Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because if you say it around that time, some English speakers might think, oh, does that mean Happy New Year?
对就是这个粤语族群在海外的是 很早去海外的华人嘛所以他们的方言呢就是在海外其实也很普及然后有很多的外国人白人他就误以为说恭喜发财就是这个新年快乐的意思啊但是既然我们说到恭喜发财那现在 let's look at a few different ways to say to make money.
Mm-hmm, right, so that's the basic one, make money. There's another really good one. If you...become rich, if you make a lot of money, like Bill Gates, maybe not that much, but you could say make a fortune.
To make a fortune.
Mm-hmm, a fortune, yes,
so yes. So that's the same word fortune, which we just talked about,
mm-hmm,
对吧?
Yeah.
但是这里很重要的就是你要加上一个 a, just don't say to make fortune, you need to say to make a fortune.
A fortune, yeah. Mm-hmm. And in this situation, fortune just means lots and lots of money.
An abundant amount
of
money,
an
right?
Yeah.
诶那这个 does it mean like they made a fortune in a one-off deal or they made a fortune over, I don't know, like 20 years of
well,
their life?
Well, this one, I think you could say for either of those, but it's often, it can be like for one deal. Like, he made one deal and he made a fortune selling his company.
这个就是 to make a fortune, 不管是可能一次的买卖一次的生意赚了一大笔钱你可以用或者说是一个、long career 有一个很 successful career、
yeah.
对吧然后很成功的十年二十年的事业然后赚很多钱都可以用 to make a fortune、好那、我们之前讲了 wealth there is a more formal phrase
yeah、
right?
yeah yeah accumulate wealth、
哎、呦真的听起来老是很正式累积财富、so to accumulate now this means over time
yeah this、right? one is only for a long time a little bit、by little bit over a long time
对对对 I like this one
yeah yeah
it's got a good you know attitude and work ethic
yeah exactly you can'talways, you know, make money in a short
overnight.
time. overnight.
是
啊、yeah.
不是这个一夜暴富啊 To make a fortune overnight 就更像一夜暴富是吧好那讲到一夜暴富呢下面这个短语我觉得就是有点那样的气势啊它叫 to make a killing.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one. Make a killing. This is...It's not talking about murder.
It's not talking about killing people.
No, no, no,
no,
no. Yeah, yeah, no. This is, again, just money. Make a lot of money.
对、我觉得这个更多的是 more like one-off, right?
Oh,
they
yeah,
made
yeah.
a killing in the real estate market, or they made a killing in the stock market.、
Mm-hmm, and it probably won't happen again.
对就是以后可能也没有这样的机会了但是这次抓住了机会 seize the opportunity to make a killing,、
mm-hmm,
是吧、
yeah.
好那、讲到钱呢当然我们日常生活中想的就是 cash, 现金 or maybe not nowadays, 现在大家都用这个 mobile payments 啊、mm-hmm. 但是英语有一个说法叫 cash is king, 对不对
Oh, cash is king?
现金是王、yeah. 所以这手里有现金还是很重要的啊、oh. 那我们现在就来讲讲这个现金好了。除了 you know, you can use cash as a noun, of course, but you can also use it as a verb.
Yeah, for sure.、
Phrases.
Yeah, and in this case, there's an expression to cash in on something.
To cash in.On something.
Yes, I know two prepositions there.
两个介词。
Yeah, cash in is the phrasal verb, on is the preposition.
就是我 cash in 是一个短语、对吧然后后面是怎么 cash in, 怎么赚到这些钱这些现金呢就是 on something,、
mm-hmm.
to cash in. You can just say to、cash in on a great opportunity.
For sure, yeah, like it's all about opportunity, and you use that opportunity to make some money.
对。但是讲到 cash in, 还有 cash out.
Right, so cashed out, this is a little different. cash out simply means when you sell something for a lot of money.
比如说 he sold his business、
mm-hmm,
and、
yeah.
he cashed out.
Yeah, it's like you're getting out of some business.
啊、对，就是把自己做这个公司卖掉了，然后赚了一大笔钱就 cash out， 或者你就是投资买股票啊什么的，sold a bunch of stocks or、
yeah.
sold an apartment and cashed out.
Yes, yes,
对吧
exactly.
好，那最后我们要讲的这个短语呢 ，You taught me this just now.
Yeah, yeah. There's another really good one, and this one is not for really rich people. Just you know, people who are a little bit wealthy. We say he makes bank.
He makes bank.
Yeah.
这听起来让我感觉是 very, very wealthy because a bank,、
yeah.
一个银行有多少钱啊？如果你自己像开银行的一样就 make bank, 我们以为是很有钱。但其实在英语里面它形容的就是一个 comfortable life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.、
Right?
Yeah, even a little more than comfortable. Like a doctor makes bank.
A lawyer.
Yeah, a lawyer makes bank. But they're not...filthy rich.
Oh, 是是是。所以 to make bank 基本上就是说一些 highly professional jobs,、
mm, yes,
very well paid,、
yes. mm-hmm.
对吧，金领职业。但是呢他们不是 filthy rich.
yeah.
既然说到这个 let's、wrap up by looking at a few adjectives.
Sounds good.
To say someone is very rich, has a lot of money.
So, filthy rich. Filthy means dirty.
对 filthy 不是那个很肮脏的吗
Yeah, but we just use that to someone who's so rich, it's like they're dirty rich, I don't know, it's kind of a funny expression, but
对对对
yeah.
这个让我想到就是说哎呦就是浑身铜臭味这个人。中文里面我们说一个人是哎呦很有钱就是铜臭味是特别贬义的嘛。但英语里面 like filthy rich, how negative is it?
Well, it's actually not really negative. It could be, but it could also be neutral. Like Bill Gates is filthy rich, but he's a good person.
对对就是他其实就是形容很有钱很有钱不是说浑身铜臭味啊就是什么用不好的手段赚钱什么的。It's just simply a description of、
yes.
how rich this person is.
yeah.
They're super rich. Okay. 那前面我们不是讲到 wealth 嘛然后你也可以说一个人很 wealthy, 对不对
Yeah, this is a really good one. Again,If somebody is wealthy, they're, again, maybe not filthy rich, but they're pretty rich.
对就是也是很有钱的啊 wealthy. 而且我觉得 wealthy 其实 this is also quite a classy term.
Yeah, absolutely.、
Right?
Yeah, 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 for sure.
然后啊还有一个 affluent.
Oh, affluent. Yeah, this is a good one. We often use this one, when we talk about the rich neighborhood in a city.
对这个我觉得就是更加 attainable.
Oh, attainable.
Right,、mm-hmm. Like upper middle class.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
加上比如中产阶级像现在我们很多人都要努力嘛 to have an affluent life.、Mm-hmm. 然后就像 Connor 说的一个城市可能这个区域是比较有钱的这样也是 affluent. It's not、mm-hmm. like filthy rich,
no,
super
no.
rich, but、yep. it's a very comfortable lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's someone who makes bank, right?
Yeah, probably, yeah, yeah. There are some many affluent neighborhoods in Vancouver here.
对就是那种像金领职业呢这样他生活就是比较 affluent 很富足的啊哎呀反正我们今天这个节目就是充满了钱的味道那我们最后就是还是来讲讲和 money 有关的两个词啦 old money and new money
so we'll start with old money old money just means you received or you inherited your money from your parents from your grandparents it's been in your family
yeah it's been in your family probably for a few generations
for sure
对吧就是老牌的这种财富阶级啊有钱的家庭家族你刚刚说 inherit 就是继承的对吧、
mm-hmm.
old money 然后呢反观之 in contrast new money
yeah so new money is when you yourself you make your fortune you accumulate your own wealth
对就是你自己赚来就在你这个 generation 这一代
exactly yeah
是吧new money 有的时候我们会想到什么像有一个法语 term 叫 nouveau riche、
mm-hmm.
or 中文有时候会把翻译成暴发户但是暴发户我们也觉得就不太 classy 嘛就比较贬义的
for sure
is new money negative or it's just a neutral term
yeah, I would say it's neutral but you could use it to in different ways depending on the situation
好那不管怎么样呢我们今天的节目就是希望在初五这一天带给大家很多的 wealth prosperity、
mm-hmm.
好那不管怎么样我们都希望今天这期节目在狗年 the year of the dog 可以 bring you fortune, wealth, and prosperity.
Yes, have a prosperous year, and healthy too.
对对，嘿，健康是最重要的啊。我小的时候就是初四的十二点，就各种各样的 firecrackers, you know, we light them off to
yeah,
worship
that sounds
God
fun.
Yeah, 但是现在很多城市都不能放了嘛，环保，环境也是很重要啊。好，那感谢大家在过年期间还收听我们的节目，然后呢，开言英语，不管是在春节档，还有过完春节新的一年，都会带给你更多好的英语节目，还有我们的付费课程。感谢大家的支持。那我们也有新春特惠啊，希望给大家一个优惠的价格，能够跟我们学习英语，学习两年只要1199，然后我们还会免费送给你两个月的课程账户，大家都可以到我们的微信公众号去了解一下。Okay, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. 再见。
Talk to you later. Ain't got no time to be fooling around. Beat it the floor then.